So I don't know what this is going to be, but I wanted to come in and talk about dating. I recently have been trying to open up myself to love, and my way of putting myself out there was going on dating apps, and doing that in West Texas was not successful. It was just a little bit of people. It was a lot of white men who I felt like were fetishizing me, so I was just like, you know what, no. And when I came home, I was briefly on the apps again, and I didn't like the experience that I was having. I felt like I was just ultimately being fetishized, so I said, you know what, no. So I deleted the apps, and then I was thinking about what would have been my 10-year anniversary with my ex. I met this guy, literally talked to him for 4 days, and then he just stops talking to me. And I never want my desire to date or my desire to have companionship to be tied to my self-worth. And I think that this was a good reminder to not allow a man to define or dictate your worth. Even if you think things are going great and you realize that they're not, or they just stop talking to you, or it just doesn't work out for whatever reason, that is not an indication of your self-worth. And I would be lying to say if I wasn't hurt. I think that I didn't know how to process my emotions, or that was my defense mechanism, was to not process it. It's just try to disregard it and keep it moving. But if I'm being honest, it hurts. It hurts when people don't have basic human decency to say, you know what, this isn't going to work out. Or thank you, but no. And when I was younger, I mean, I stopped talking to guys when I realized that they weren't for me. And I'm wondering, is like, this is my payback as an adult? But I've never done that as an adult. And then I also think, okay, well, maybe this is just life. This is going through the motions of dating. You meet some losers and you meet some winners. And so I just wanted to talk about my feelings in regards to that, because I don't know how to feel. I realized after that situation, even though it was only 4 days, like, wow, I haven't dated in a very long time. I had one other relationship, or two other relationships. The last one was in 2020. It's 2023. So it's basically almost 3 years ago. And that's a long time to not be dating anyone and to be alone. And I think so much of my life has been alone that I've just sort of become used to it. But I've made it clear and affirmed that I want companionship. And so I think when I met someone, I honestly think I got a little too excited. It was just like, wow, like male romantic attention. Maybe it was too much at once. It definitely was too much, because I know how to be calm. I know how to chill and relax. But I think it's just been such a long time since I've had that I probably overstimulated myself, and maybe even him to a certain extent. But, you know, we'll never know, because he just randomly stopped talking to me. And that's also not the first time this has happened. I've gone on dates with men, and I think, you know, it's fine, whatever. I would potentially be open to seeing this person again as a second date. Because, you know, first date is always awkward. There's a certain level of awkwardness that goes into it. But then, if you have a vibe with that person, you know, it can be a good time. But my point is that I've gone on dates, or if you don't want to call it a date, we'll call it a chemistry test is what I call it. And it'll be good. But then I'll never hear from the guy again. And I'm the type of person, I believe that silence is a response. Like, if you're not saying anything, then that's all I need to know that you're not interested. And so in this situation that I just experienced, where I honestly was ignored because I thought I had left my charger in this particular man's car, and I asked him and he never responded. So I was like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, that is what it is. But then, like, days later, I still haven't received a response. Also, the butt of my charger is still missing, but whatever. It's just fucking rude. It's fucking rude. And it's not, that is not a characteristic that I have. And it's not a characteristic of someone who I want to date, if we're being completely honest. I don't want people who are emotionally mismatched with me or emotionally immature. They can't have a regular conversation and just say, hey, this is not for me. Or, you know, no, I don't have your charger. No, I look for it. I can't find it. Thank you. Next. Like, I have no problem with it. And I think for a long time, I feared rejection, whereas now I welcome it. I welcome difficult conversations. Because I know how deafening silence can be. And I understand that silence can just allow the mind to wander unnecessarily. And closure is, I know a lot of people think that closure isn't a real thing, but I do think it's about leaving people with their dignity. I think closure can be good, and leaving people with their dignity is what we're all owed as human beings. And in this new season of my life and all the work that I've done and trying to be a better person for myself, first and foremost, has just reminded me that not everyone is equally yoked with me. And I always stand by that God's rejection is God's protection. So I'm happy that this happened, you know, so early on. But I don't think that makes it any easier in terms of still wanting solid humanity from an individual and basic human decency. Because I wouldn't do that to someone. Not at this point in my life, not as a grown woman. I would let you know that this is not a situation for me. And then give you the choice, the option to move on, you know? You don't have to, you don't have to be an asshole. You don't have to be an asshole. And I wish that I stopped coming upon them. And I do think that this situation that I just encountered was definitely like a mirror. It showed me like the things that I still need to work on within myself. Despite me feeling like I've come so far, I definitely still think that I need to work on myself and my self-esteem and my self-care habits and my patience levels. That's going to be, I think, a lifelong journey. But just knowing that I still have a ways to go, and dating can be very good for showing you things that you need to work on, showing you things that you're good at, highlighting your flaws, highlighting your greatest strengths. And so that's what makes me actually excited about dating, selfishly, you know, the mirror that it's going to provide and sort of the character development. And then, you know, romance, of course. But I'm excited to meet people that I'm equally yoked with and meet people who have the same kind of idea of humanity as me. Because that situation, that person that I'm talking about, this person that I'm talking about was not that a representation of that. And I'm glad that I figured that out 4 days in and not 4 weeks in. Even so, that's an update on my dating life. It's pretty dry here, and yeah, I thank you to those who are listening, and yeah.